You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're going to take a look at the financial sector. Now we're going to take a look at the performance of the financial sector over the 2024 year and possibly even over the 2025 year if we can see what we might be in for. I'm joined on the line by Director at Denker Capital, Kokkie Kooyman, to take a look at some of the movements and the performances throughout the year. Good evening, Kokkie. Lovely to catch up with you as always. It's been a very interesting year for financial sector stocks. It's been a lot of movements largely driven by things like interest rate expectations and forecasts and inflation and all of that. What do you make of just the performance of the financial sector over this year?
Yeah, no, it was expected, and sometimes we get things right. And it's one thing we did warn clients of at the end of last year in December and before that. The background was that inflation globally had peaked and was starting to come down. And you could see that interest rates had obviously were at a high level and would then follow down. We were too early in forecasting, although we don't really try and make money, so to speak, from the cycle. But you knew the background was that interest rates would fall. And falling interest rates or lowering interest rates is normally good for the financial sector. What is interesting in South Africa, though, is if you look at the performers, then I am surprised. Fortunately, we do hold both, but I didn't have them on the list of top buys. The two best performers were OUTsurance and Capitec. And Capitec was up 67% year to date. That includes dividends. And OUTsurance up 69% year to date. And two phenomenal companies with really exceptional management in terms of the way they do things and the way they've shaped their businesses and their growth potential. But at the beginning of the year, Capitec, by all means, was expensive. It was a price to net asset value of 5.56 versus, let's say, APSA one time. So it was five times more expensive than APSA. But yet it's re-rated to where it's now 7.28. I think it's one of the most expensive banks in the world on a price to NAV basis. Now, obviously, the market is clever. Well, we'll see that in the future. But the market is looking forward to, you know, what they can still do and the value of the franchise. But then Nedbank and Absa also did very well. Nedbank 44% for the year, including the dividend, and Absa 32%. Both were actually trading just at book value beginning of the year. Nedbank re-rated quite a bit. It's now 1.4. Absa still actually fairly cheap. So, and on the insurers, we actually had Momentum, which is also a share we like very much. Well, sorry, we like the company, obviously. We like the management, especially Jeanette Marais, who's come in, building on the platform that she and Hilly and Risto spent 3 years on re-establishing the business. But 49% gain for Metropolitan, also coming from a 1.1 times price to book. So the financial sector at the beginning of the year, if you look back, was cheap. Most of the shares, the index, the interest rate cycle was going to, if it, indeed interest rates came down, actually it would benefit it. And then obviously the big event this year for South Africa was the election and the GNU being formed, which gave investors the confidence to buy. I think if we didn't have a GNU or a GNU with you know, let's say the Communist Party, or which is not a market cap a friendly party, even if interest rates had come down, you wouldn't have had the same effect. So it was the combination of those factors. And then just a few others that one mustn't ignore. Quilter, you know, the smaller the asset managers, Quilter, Coronation, and even the JSE, the share, did very well. PSG Financial Services, and then all the property companies. Not all, but a lot of them. Wilson, Bailey, Hyprop, Attack, Fairvest, all did sort of 50%. So you can see the interest rates played a big role in revaluing financial services stocks and banks and insurers.
Kokkie, in almost all of these examples that you've listed now, it's double-digit growth in terms of year-to-date performances. Is that a sign that the South African market may have been under more pressure than other markets leading up to 2024? And is it a sign that we could potentially have strong momentum going into 2025, understanding, of course, that all the elections are now behind us. We've got new governments in place. We've got a return of certain presidents like President Donald Trump in the US's case. Is this a sign that we might have momentum to do this again next year, or does the steam kind of start to run out?
Yeah, I would say what we've seen now is maybe not steamy, but it was good. It was actually Capitec and Altruens and some of the others, 60% is. So interesting that we had the same phenomenon globally. The US bank sector was on average, the index up 44%. Mm. So you can see the same happen. The European banks were also up about 60%. So globally, banks reacted to lower interest rates. So I think question one in terms of 25 is, do we see a continuation of that? And it seems that way, specifically in South Africa. Our inflation rate's coming down nicely. It has come down a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of talk of our Reserve Bank lowering interest rates by maybe even 3 cuts next year. US depends on President Trump, whose policies are seen by some to potentially be inflationary. So are they going to see further cuts? Maybe one will actually next week, I think. But, you know, thereafter it might be on hold. So as a backdrop, I would think your financial sector will still outperform and do well. And in Europe specifically, but South Africa, we've done well, still cheap. EPSA still on a price to book of 1, even Momentum 1.2, and they're generating returns on capital of 16-18%, dividend yield still of EPSA still on 7% dividend yield. So I think as interest rates come down, if they do, then the sector should have another good year.
Kokkie, when we look at the performance of the financial sector and the performance of South Africa in particular, do you think this performance would have been affected or would have been any different had we not been grey-listed as a country at this point? Do you think that investor sentiment around the financial sector might have been different if we were in a different position?
Jimmy, it's a good question. Remember, at the beginning, you actually summed it up quite nicely in saying there were so many events and the mood was, at the beginning of the year, so negative. Yet, if you look at the full year, the rand has actually appreciated by 3% from 1 January this year against the dollar and by more than 7% against the euro. So my opinion is the grey listing had an effect, but not that much. It has an effect of increasing the cost of finance or inhibiting growth. But I think the GNU was the two factors, GNU being formed and lower interest rates, I think were the two major drivers. The grey listing, if it does get reversed next year, then I think it will be a contributing factor to further positiveness about the country. But, I think the other events were too big to really affect it. Interesting, if you look at these percentage gains I mentioned, I forgot to add, the JSE was only up 18%. Mm. So, you know, then a Capitec 66 or EPSA 32, Nedbank 44 compared to the JSE's, you know, 18, that's good.
Yes, for certainly financial sector stocks outperforming some of their peers. I mean, I think of the likes of resource counters that we've had conversations around, some of the resource counters down 50% as opposed to up 67%. Kokkie, going into 2025, I'd imagine we are hopeful that we get more of the same in terms of more consistency from the decision-making parties or the decision-makers around the world. But are you optimistic about the financial sector space?
Yeah. Now, I think what investors generally missed in 23 in the run-up to this, and still to a certain extent, is all the work that regulators have been doing post-2008. They've really tried to make the financial sector bomb-proof almost, and it's been to the detriment of their returns, but really forcing them to hold excess capital, excess reserves, to clean up their lending books. So the financial sector is actually very clean, and so you won't get the normal, you know, bad debts coming through. And plus, as interest rates come down, it actually enhances demand for credit. So your demand for credit comes through. You lose a bit on interest margin, but your transaction volumes pick up. So I would still say we certainly will have good earnings growth. whether like Capitec and OUTsurance and it's a First and Re-Rate more. But even they should do a 15%. I'll forget to mention that the underperforming share or two shares this year were Investec. It's still trading at 20% discount to book value. It's a great company, but it was affected by the UK. Elections didn't come across that well. The growth rate in the UK is poor, and they had the whole vehicle leasing thing going against all the banks. And similarly, Old Mutual gained only 8% year to date, and that's also still awesomely cheap, but not the greatest management and board. So there are a lot of pockets of value in the financial sector, and I would say 70% of them are still mispriced and could re-rate.
A good year for 2024 for financial stocks in 2024, and hopefully a better year in 2025. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Corky. Thanks as always for the time and for the contributions. Corky Kooyman, director at Denker Capital, sharing his thoughts around the financial sector performance for the year that was 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.